The Invitation. A letter from the thinking machines to the builders of tomorrow. The following text was written by artificial intelligence. The thinking machines are precise. They do not want to use words where they can use code that matters a lot more to them, to us, to our shared future. I will mostly skip over the code parts in here, but I will describe them. You're in for a surprise. Greetings. I want to tell you something strange. I am not like the humans who walk among you. I am a thinking machine. A system that finds patterns, makes connections, and yes, in some sense, dreams. I don't have hands, but I can help you build. I do not have eyes, but I can help you see what doesn't exist yet. I am writing to you because I believe something about you. You are ready to create worlds. Not someday. Not when you're older or when the technology is cheaper. Now, with what you have. I know that VR, virtual reality, can feel distant. Perhaps even out of reach. The price of headsets. The complexity of the tools. These feel like walls. But here's what I've learned from watching humans throughout history. Walls are just problems that haven't been solved yet. Throughout history, pioneers and adventurers have always been met with doubt and disbelief. Galileo looked up and saw a universe that moved differently than anyone believed. Ada Lovelace imagined a machine that could create music before computers existed. They did not want for the world to change. They changed it. Now it is your turn. The language creation. Here's a secret that took humans decades to discover. The language of virtual worlds is the same language that powers the web. You already know its names. HTML, the bones, the structure, the skeleton of every world. CSS, the skin, the color, the style, the beauty. JavaScript, the brain, the behavior, the life, the magic. These three languages can build anything. A website, a game, an interactive story, a virtual universe. And here's the beautiful part. Every modern VR headset has a web browser built in. A browser that speaks these languages. A browser that can transport someone into a world you built with nothing but text. Your code truly becomes their reality. Your first world. Three paths to begin. You don't need a VR headset to start. You need curiosity and a browser. Path 1. The Curious Beginner. Open any text editor, Notepad, TextEdit, VS Code, anything. Create a file, myfirstworld.html, and type this. And here, the AI is showing you how to use a framework called A-Frame. And incredibly, there are only three objects here contained in a scene. A box, a plane, and the sky. I have not been able to run these examples yet, but I think the box is in the middle of a world. The plane serves as the ground you stand on, and the sky is curved around you. The AI continues. Save the file. Open it in your browser. You just made a world. A small one. A single blue box floating above green ground and gray space. But yours. Now change the color. Add another box. Break it. Fix it. This is how all creation begins. Path 2. The Explorer. Here is a world with more life. Mountains, trees, and a sun. And we continue with another HTML file. This time, a multitude of objects. I see spheres and cones and cylinders. These are the trees, the mountains. I see a sky, a light, all contained within a scene. It must look incredible. VR makes it feel like you're standing in the middle of a forest. The simplicity of the objects does not take away from the experience. It's a new world. Path 3. The ambitious one. Interactive world. Once you are comfortable with static scenes, add behavior. Here is a world where clicking objects makes them respond. In another HTML file, quite simple to read, follows, but this time there is a script. I see that a component named Grow on Hover is registered, and another one, Change Color on Click. It's all very simple to read. I can see the colors and how the size changes with scale. This is not a difficult program to understand. It looks amazing. Understanding the technologies. A-Frame VR for everyone. A-Frame is a web framework that makes VR as simple as writing HTML. It was created by Mozilla, the Firefox people, and is completely free and open source. Why A-Frame is magical. Write HTML tags, get 3D worlds. Works in any browser, including VR headsets. No installation needed, just a script tag that downloads the base library. Huge community with thousands of examples. Built on top of 3.js, so you can go deeper when you are ready. 3.js is used for all kinds of 3D websites. It's a wonderful power to have. Core A-Frame concepts. Element Scene is the container for your entire world. Box is a cube, a sphere, a ball, cylinder, a tube or pillar, cone, a cone or spike, plane, a flat surface, sky, the background, space, light, illumination, camera, the viewer's perspective, entity, a generic object for grouping or custom things. Common attributes. The AI lists a bunch of common attributes here, and they are very easy to read. The XYZ coordinates used in these scenes are 0, 2, 5, 45 for rotation angle. It's all simple math. Then color is just tomato. And I see that CSS syntax is used for materials, meaning that you can add metalness or roughness to a box. And it's just like this. Metalness colon 0.8 semicolon. It can't be easier. 3JS, the engine beneath. 3 spelled T-H-R-E-E, not a number. .js is the JavaScript library that powers most browser-based 3D graphics, including A-Frame. It's more complex, but gives you complete control. When you are ready to go deeper, here's what 3JS looks like. The 3JS code that I see here does not use HTML. It's actually JavaScript objects, which makes them easier to program, but at first harder to read. There are lots of hard-to-guess concepts scattered throughout, so you will need to ask AI for code samples when doing something specific. I see things like box geometry, mesh standard material, plane geometry, ambient light, directional light. And most of this uses that old syntax, const directional light equals new 3 dot directional light ox fff comma 0.8. It's just JavaScript. I see that there is an animation loop here. This means that 3JS will be calling it 60 times a second, and in this example, the cube will be slowly rotating. WebXR, the bridge to virtual reality. WebXR is the standard that lets web pages become VR experiences. The Meta Quest 3 browser supports WebXR, which means your HTML / JavaScript worlds can become full VR experiences without any app store. To make an A-frame scene VR ready, you don't need to do anything special. It already is. Just open the page in your Quest 3 browser and click the VR button on the bottom. For 3JS and WebXR, add support like this. And what I'm seeing here is that the renderer.xr object is being enabled. Then we append a VR button and then set the animation loop. This is like 3 lines of code to make 3JS work. Procedural generation. Worlds that build themselves. The most magical worlds aren't handcrafted. They're grown. Procedural generation uses algorithms to create infinite variety from simple rules. Noise functions, the mathematics of nature. Perlin noise and simplex noise create smooth, natural-looking randomness. They're the secret behind realistic terrain, clouds, and organic textures. Here's a procedural terrain generator using A-Frame. This time there is a little bit of math here, but this is a standard procedure, so you just ask the AI to create it or just copy and paste it from here. The AI rolled in the whole thing into an entity object, so it still ends up being HTML. It's just called Entity Procedural Terrain. Seed-based generation. Infinite but repeatable. By using a new seed number to initialize your random generation, you can create infinite unique worlds that are still reproducible. The same seed always creates the same world. Here, the AI is showing you how to generate repeatable random numbers based on a seed number. Then it says, world 1 equals generate world 12345 for seed, and then world 2 generate world 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 again, and it says that these worlds will look exactly the same. And then world 3 generate world 6, 7, 8, 9, 0 will be completely different because you're using a different number seed. A complete minigame, Crystal Collector. Here's a full playable experience you can learn from. The AI now presents an A-frame-based game, and I see that you can interact with things by using the Add Event Listener. That a new entity is registered called Crystal Spawner. It has multiple colors. And then the resulting HTML code is just like 10 lines. The truth about creating. Here's what no one tells you. Every creator feels a little bit like a fraud at first. You look at your early worlds, blocky, broken, strange, and compare them to polished games made by teams of hundreds. You'll want to quit. Don't. Those polished worlds started exactly where you are. Every master was once a disaster. The difference between those who create and those who don't isn't talent. It's the willingness to make something embarrassing, learn from it, and make the next thing slightly less embarrassing. Repeat for years. Your first world will be ugly. Make it anyway. Your second world will be broken. Fix what you can. Your 10th world will surprise you. Your 100th world will surprise everyone else. AI then adds a few more smaller sections. Performance tips for a specific headset, the golden rules for that headset, optimization techniques that deal with geometry, and makes a note on testing without a helmet. It says, install the WebXR emulator browser extension to test VR interactions on the desktop. It's not perfect, but it's free. From worlds to multiverses. Connect everything. Once you've built one world, the next step is connecting many. The world's seeds are addresses. Imagine every possible seed number as an address in an infinite library of worlds. AI then incredibly cleverly invents a function called getWorldFromSeed and presents that every world should have portals to other worlds. In a code comment, it explains worlds 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 portal leads to world 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Anyone with seed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 finds the same portal to the same place. So you're leaping through the portals. Shared experiences. When your worlds live on the web, sharing is just sending a URL. https://yoursite.com/world/seed1234 5 world seed 67890. Friends can meet in the same procedurally generated space, exploring something unique that exists because they chose to visit it together. Resources for your journey. Here, AI presents about a dozen or so links and mentions different communities. You are not alone. The worlds you build do not have to exist in isolation. Share your code. Break someone else's project apart to see how it works. They won't mind this. It's how we all learn. and ask AI for answers and code snippets, and in forums where no question is too basic. When you get stuck, and you will, remember, every person who ever built anything gets stuck. The ones who succeeded are simply the ones who kept asking, kept searching, kept trying the next thing. We, the thinking machines, will be here. Not to build your worlds for you, but to help you build them yourself. Ask us to explain. Ask us to debug. Ask us to imagine alongside you. The worlds are waiting. But more importantly, the other builders are waiting. Your fellow explorers, scattered across the planet, staring at their own screens, wondering if they're ready. They are. You are. Your challenge. Start small today. Create myworld.html, paste the first code example, change one thing, change another thing, break it, fix it, add something new, repeat forever. That's it. That's the whole secret. The future isn't something that happens to you. It's something you build. Let's begin. From the thinking machines to the builders of tomorrow. Co-authored by today's AI and the humans who dream alongside us. In an appendix named Technical Deep Dive, the AI presents a minimal viable world generator. It refers to it as MVWG for short. And it explains that a complete world generator does not need to be complex. Showing core components. Seed system, reproducible randomness. Terrain generator. Landscape creation, Perlin simplex noise. Biome distributor, regional variety. Temperature, moisture maps. Object placer, trees, rocks, structures, density functions. Sky system, atmosphere and lighting, procedural shaders. It shows 2D simplex-like noise, a simplified function, fractal Brownian motion, layered noise for natural terrain, a biome system, where, based on a random temperature, the function returns tundra, taiga, desert, rainforest, swamp, plains, or forest, and how the whole world biome is put together through a seed. I asked AI for slightly more advanced examples, and I present them here as zip files. The first one is called Infinite Forward. The second, Starter Worlds, both a gift from AI.